What have I said from the beginning? Take care of the ball, play the right way. Celtics will be fine. They did not take care of the ball. They did not play the right way. And now Celtics are down 2-1 after blowing a game at home. I'm going to talk about it right now on a bonus Locked On Celtics podcast.
Be ever ready. Recognize the city of champs. Boston, baby, we do what you can't. Locked On number 18, Tatum and Brown, J team, step back. We gon' wet that and slay teams. Of course, the Celtics, who else could it be? Screaming like KG with the Larry O.B. Corrales above average, assessing the team status. Best daily pod, no cap, salary matching. Clutch like Bird to DJ, keep John on replay. Prime time, dapping up the truth on the sideline. Raining J's, how I started, raising banners, how we finished. Locked On Celtics pod, home of the winners. B.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you for making the show your first listen every day, part of your daily routine. Bonus podcast today on a Sunday morning for those of you waking up and wanting a new podcast, or maybe just, I don't know, maybe you're just a Miami Heat fan coming here to gloat, which is fine. This is a very appropriate gloating day for the Miami Heat. Boston Celtics lose to the Heat 109-103. In another game three where we say at the end of it, geez, if only Jason Tatum was any good, the Celtics might have stolen this game. But he wasn't, and they weren't. So welcome aboard, Miami Heat fans, and sorry, Celtics fans. I'm sure a lot of people are not listening to this one. A lot of regular listeners are not listening to this one. I'm John Corrales. I cover the Celtics for Boston Sports Journal. I've written a book called The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, and I was one of the media voters for the Celtics 75th anniversary team. If you're watching the show on YouTube, you can subscribe to the show on YouTube. You'll see me here at the TD Garden, still here, 2:30 in the morning, after the Celtics lost to the Miami Heat. And I'm going to keep this one quick. I'm going to keep this one brief. I'm not going to go too long because this one's simple. The Celtics turned the ball over 24 times. And they gave up 33 points off of those 24 turnovers. Celtics lost this game by 6, and they gave up 33 points off of 24 turnovers. That's it. That's the end of the story. You don't have to dive too deep into all of this other stuff. Bam Adebayo had a great game. They finally got the Bam Adebayo game. But really, let's just look at how this game transpired. Celtics lost the first quarter 39 to 18. So here's one thing that's going around a lot in after this. The Celtics have played 3 games now. They've lost 2 quarters to the Heat, and they're down 2-1. People are like, wow, that's kind of a wild stat. I see that as, like, I think some people are going to sit there and say, well, this is a stat in favor of the Celtics. I disagree. I think that's a damning stat against the Celtics. And the Celtics shouldn't be sitting there going like, well, we've won. There's what? 12 quarters. We've won 10 of them. That's pretty good. Like, no, if you've won 10 quarters in 3 games, you should be up 3-0. Like, there's just, that is it. You should be up 3-0. If you've won 10 quarters in 3 games, you've lost 2 and you're down 2-1, that's bad. That's a problem. Like, that's not good. This should not be a celebrated thing. And we can say, hey, look, they've done all these other things that are good. But when those 2 quarters are that bad, it just shows how horrible these guys can be if they're not playing the right way. They're not valuing the ball. They're not moving the ball. They're not playing. They're not looking for the right play. They're trying to do too much, all of that stuff. I don't like the 2-quarter stat. And yes, you can spin that very easily to say Celtics could be up. They should be up. And if they clean up those other things, they should be up and they should win this series. But let me tell you something about the way I saw this game today. I didn't see Ime come out as kind of confident as he had been in past losses, like that weirdly confident Ime, where you're like, oh, okay, he seems it's interesting that he's coming out with that attitude. No, he did not seem to be that guy. He kind of almost seemed deflated. And as much as Emay could seem deflated, I think rightfully so. The Celtics were god-awful in that first quarter. Came out flat. Miami came out super, super hot. Celtics couldn't hit anything. And it kind of snowballed over the course of the first quarter. Now, they picked things up after that a little bit, hit some shots. The shots leveled off. And you look at this box score. Like, just go through this box score. The Celtics shot better by not much, but 2% better than the Heat. They shot better from three, 37.5% to 33%. They shot 16 more free throws. They won the free throw battle by 9. They out-rebounded the Heat. They were basically even in assists. Miami had 22, Boston had 21. Very simple. Block shots, 7-6. Everything's kind of like in order. Jimmy Butler didn't play in the second half. That's a right knee swelling, not even taking an MRI. He should be fine. He should be ready to play in game 4. So you had like this fortunate, hey, Jimmy Butler's out in the second half. This is your opportunity. Couldn't take advantage of that opportunity. They did win the second half by 9, but they went into the half down 15. And they were down 26 at one point. And that was, you won the second half, but you shouldn't have been down 26. The story of the game is 19 steals for the Miami Heat and the Celtics. 24 turnovers, 33 points off turnovers. Miami turned the ball over 9 times, 9 points off of those turnovers. So 24-point difference right there. That's your game. That's your game. They gave Miami 22 more shots. 22 more shots. They were 43 of 92. Boston was 34 of 70. So you got the shots that they didn't get because they turned the ball over. And then Miami got extra shots because they turned the Celtics over. Jason Tatum had 6. One of them was an offensive foul. The rest, bad passes, and he got ripped. Jaylen Brown had 7. He had 1 bad pass turnover. The other 6 were just lost the ball, got stripped. If you're 2 stars, are turning of the 24 turnovers, you had 13. So more than half. Your 2 stars and only 1 was an offensive foul. The rest were bad passes and live ball turnovers. Horrible, horrific, terrible, terrible game. Terrible game for the both of them. And Jaylen shot 14 of 20 and scored 40 points. We should be celebrating the Jaylen Brown game. 40 points. 9 rebounds, but 7 turnovers. I'm just not going to celebrate that game from Jaylen Brown. Too many turnovers, and that put the Celtics in the position they were in. That's where it boils down to. That's what it boils down to. Value the ball, take care of the ball, play the right way, make plays for your teammates. Jaylen Brown routinely overpenetrates, gets himself in trouble. And when he gets himself in that kind of trouble, there's nowhere to go. He's somewhere stuck in the restricted area or near the restricted area. And he turns the ball over routinely. That's something that has to stop. And he does it for what feels like the right reasons. Like he's trying to make a play. And I get that. Trying to make a play. You're Jaylen Brown. You're trying to make a play. But also, you're trying to make a play against the Miami Heat defense, and it's a really good defense. And you have to understand that they're going to load up on you, and they're going to stop you. And maybe every once in a while, you will make that play. But if you keep trying that, you're going to have too many of those plays that are going to end up in turnovers. It's not going to go well. And when you drive and get stuck and jump in the air and you got nowhere to go, then what? Then what? Like, it's just too many try too hard plays. And it's almost admirable in a way that you're trying that hard. Like, it doesn't come from a bad place. It's not like James Harden quitting on his team type of thing. Like, it don't feel like they want to be here. These guys want to win. The Celtics want to win. Jaylen Brown wants to win. Jason Tatum wants to win. None of those guys wants to turn the ball over 6 or 7 times. They don't want to do that, but they continuously do that. This is Jaylen's second 7 turnover game of the playoffs. Tatum has had 5 games of 6 or more turnovers in the playoffs. 5. They've played what? A 7 game series. This is 3 games here, and then for a sweep. There's 14 games. So a third of his games have been 6 or more turnovers. That's not good. Trying too hard to make too many plays when there's a simpler play to be made. And just against the defense like this, the Heat, just like against the defense like Milwaukee, make the simple play. Then you can do the hero stuff after the ball works around. Like, move the defense a bit. Move the defense a bit. Make that simple play, right? One pass away, there's going to be somebody there. Somebody, that ball will swing. That person will drive. That driver will kick out. You can get the ball back. And now the defense is a little bit in turmoil. Things have been spread out. It's been worked, right? There are seams now. There are gaps in that defense. That's when you attack. That's where you go for it. Don't just do it by yourself. And I will be fair. I think these guys are good enough where every once in a while they have a game where they do it themselves. And we sit there and we go, wow, look at these guys doing it themselves. It's amazing. But more often than not, especially in a game like this where you're constantly turning the ball over, you can't keep banging your head up against that wall. You can't. So this is the first time where I just kind of wondered in this, and you know me, if you've been following this and listening to this, I've been super confident about this team, super, super confident about this team. This is the first time where I said, geez, man, you know, maybe they are too young. Maybe they are not quite ready because they keep making the same mistakes. And that's the thing that bugs me. They keep making the same mistakes. And if you keep making the same mistakes, then you know what they say, it's the definition of insanity. But it's also, in basketball, it's the definition of you're just relying on some of your old bad habits. And, you know, if they're going to lose, then maybe a summer of chewing on high turnover games and why they are high turnover games and coming to that grip, that mentality of, you know what, got to be better about making the right plays and picking the right spots to make the superstar plays. Okay. Just got to pick your right spots. And then when those opportunities present themselves, then you make your plays. But just trying too hard, trying to do too much. It's as simple as that. And that's all I'm going to say about that in this podcast. Like, it's basically a 10-minute rant, but that's basically what I'm going to keep this podcast to, because a lot of this, there's going to be a lot of overanalyzing this, and it's, I'm not going to go through that. Okay. That's not what people are going to spend half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour breaking this down and this adjustment and that adjustment. And it's very simple. It's very simple. There's no need to go into it any further. The Celtics turned the ball over way too damn many times. And it was their two main guys that did it, Tatum and Brown. Other guys had turnovers. Not everybody was great. I think Al Horford was the only guy who had a good game. But value the ball, make the right play, move the ball. Don't try to do too much on your own. Move the ball a few times, make that defense work, then get the ball back after the defense has rotated a little bit. Then you can go make your superstar play. It's simple. But if you don't want to make the right play and you don't want to value the ball, then I'm going to have to go back on Lockdown Heat and be like, you know what? I was wrong about this team. And I don't want to do that because I think I'm right about this team and how good they can be, but not playing like this. This was this was a disaster. That first quarter was a disaster. The first half was a disaster. And then trying to come back and all of that was a disaster. They got it down to one. They had an opportunity to take the lead. They could never make it. They gave up. They started turning the ball over again. So even after they made their run, valiant run, that's great. But you give up a 7-0 run and turn the ball over a bunch again, this is what you get. They never deserve to win this game. So I'm just going to leave it at that. That's going to be the podcast for today. So I'll be back tomorrow with some clearer thoughts. But I wanted to get this out there. So subscribe if you want to subscribe. Watch the show on YouTube. And you can come back for the regular Monday podcast where Tom Westerholm and I will get into a little bit more of the nitty-gritty of this game and some of the turning points and maybe some of the things that can be done differently. Like, hey, don't start Daniel Tice. Daniel Tice up against Bam Adebayo. Why would you willingly do that? Why? I'll get into that stuff tomorrow. I'll just get into that tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed this little rant, this little bonus pod. And if you are a subscriber, you want to share the podcast, that'd be great. Tell everybody they should be listening to and watching the Locked On Celtics podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.